It's The Wow Show with your hosts, Donna Lyons and Elizabeth Ertel. This show will wow you up with some of the most fascinating guests from around the world. It will excite you, thrill you, amaze you, and bring you to your knees. The two blonde bombshells will electrify your wowness and raise your wow factor beyond limits you never expected. So let's get crazy and have some fun right here, right now on The Wow Show. And now it's time for your royal wownesses, Donna and Elizabeth.
Hello, everyone.
Good afternoon,
and welcome to the Wow Show. I am your host, Donna Lyons, coming to you live from Washington, D.C., with my beautiful and glamorous co-host, Elizabeth Ertel, from Canada. Hi, Elizabeth.
Are you there? My Lucy. Oh, I was muted.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I was talking to you and you were muted.
I'm answering.
It's one of those wow days.
It's a wow day. Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Well, I am really excited because we have one of the most awesome ladies. And the thing that's so cool about her is that we know her for one thing, but you don't know all the stuff that she's doing behind the scenes to help other people. And I think that's what's so awesome. And we have the actor Claudia Wells. But she's so much more than that. You know her from TV shows and especially from Back to the Future. She played Jennifer in that. And she also opened up a store called Armani Wells, and I really want to talk about that as well today because it's so important. I want to welcome her. Welcome, Claudia.
Thank you very, very much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. I think we want to talk about, obviously, straight up, let's talk about Back to the Future, because I'm sure that's like the one question you get always. How did you get that role? I mean, were you acting from a very young age? I know you were singing, and I do want to let people know that you were singing in the opera from like ages 8 to 12. That's amazing. So how did you get into acting from that?
Well, it was really, I knew since I was a little girl I wanted to be an actress, and I was in 10 operas between the age of 8 and 12 at the San Francisco Grand Opera House, and I grew up in San Francisco, and I also did modeling and a commercial that got a Clio and different things, and then my modeling agent brought my mom and I to L.A. to meet casting directors, and one of them asked me to audition for Family, and so in the 7th grade we flew to L.A., I auditioned, and she came out, and she said to my mom, she goes, we need you to go to the other room. Your daughter, she was very, very good. I still have those 20 girls to read, but your daughter got the part. And I was like, I guess that's how.
Oh, wow.
And then they brought me back. It was for Family, the show with Christy McNichol and Seda Thompson and James Broderick. Us older folk would know it. And so they brought me back out, and then that was enough initiative for me to convince my mother we needed to move to Los Angeles so I could be up in between 8th and 9th grade. So we moved to L.A. I started interviewing agents, not realizing it's supposed to be the other way around. Chose an agent, started auditioning, and I was always the kid in adult agencies. And my first year I got a pilot, and then episodics and movies of the week and school break specials and pilot and series most every year. And then I screen tested for so many of the 80s films where it got down to me and one other girl, or maybe two, like Adventures in Babysitting, Lucas, Young Sherlock Holmes, Gremlins, Goonies, and some of them were the Amblin Steven Spielberg movies. So I only had one. That's a long story to tell you. I had one audition for Back to the Future, and it was with Steven Spielberg, Bob Zemeckis, Bob Gale, Neil Canton, Frank Marshall. It was with like 10 people, Fenton Feinberg,
wow.
Judy. Yeah, and it was in his office, Amblin, and there was a guy trying out for Marty, and he was on his 11th callback for Marty.
Oh, my God.
Wow. 11th.
11. He ended up actually, it's a bit of trivia, he ended up being the drummer in the band scene I did. So I was in there for about an hour and a half, and Steven was talking to me and asking me all kinds of questions, and we had the most fabulous time. And I got the part, one audition.
That's
fantastic.
Thank you.
Next one, Eric,
you know,
part of Marty. That's when I was Jennifer at the very, very beginning.
Okay. Sorry, I lost you there for a second. Sorry about that. You know, that movie was so iconic, and your character, your development of your character was so beautifully done. There's one scene that is everybody talks about in that movie, and it was the clock tower scene. And I want to hear a little bit about that, because you created a T-shirt, didn't you, Claudia? The clock tower T-shirt.
As
so
a
tell
matter
us about
of fact,
that.
I did. I love the clock tower flyer, and a fan told me several years ago that I should print it up and write on the back like I do to Marty, because the I love you and the phone number when I say, call me, I'll be at my grandma's, was my actual handwriting. So what I do now is I've got the flyer, and I sign the back to fans exactly like I signed it to Marty. And so I decided many years ago that it would be cool to have a clock tower shirt. So I made a shirt in the same blue with the clock tower flyer in the front, and in the back, each shirt said, I love you, 555-4823, in my Jennifer Parker handwriting, which is my handwriting. And then someone copycatted it, and I saw it at Urban Outfitters, two blocks from my store in Studio City, and actually a girl I knew said, yeah, your shirt is there for $28. It's nationwide. And they had gotten royalty rights with Universal. And so they sold my shirt all over the country. And then I wasn't allowed to sell it anymore. And I remember saying, I was like, you guys know that it didn't exist before I made it, right? And they're like, well, if you want to buy royalty rights, you can. And I never did.
Oh, wow.
So
Well,
what do they say? They say, what do they say about something something flattery? Something is the best form of flattery. Not copycat, but something like that. I did was I made a new Jennifer Parker shirt called How About a Ride, Mister? And it's got 12 colors on it, and it's got me sitting on a DeLorean it's a black shirt with the Hill Valley and the clock tower and everything behind me. And I actually posed for it at an event that I was a speaker at and sent it to an artist friend, Timothy Liu, and said, can you turn me back into Jennifer Parker? And he did. And so then I thought, well, let's see if someone can copycat 12 colors and me posing. And guess what?
They did it.
I recently saw in Europe they're selling a Jennifer Parker How About a Ride T-shirt that looks just like mine. So whatever it is, copycatting is the best form of flattery. So I got to come up with something else, which I have. I have another idea, and this one I don't think they'll legally be allowed to copycat because you have to pay me to use my likeness.
There you go.
Get in trouble.
Let's hope that that's going to be the case. But, you know, talking about that T-shirt and talking about clothing, let's talk about your clothing store, Armani Wells. Now, I think
that
you've had that clothing store for a long time, right?
I opened it when I was 25, December 19th, 1991. And 1 month yesterday, from yesterday, 1 month from now, is December 19th, 2021, and my store turns 30 years old.
That's
wow.
The same
location.
I was going to say 30,
Studio
congratulations.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
You have dressed some of the best men in LA. So tell us about your store.
Actually, people fly in. Well, I'll give you a perfect example. It's men's resale. It's only high-end designers at amazingly discounted prices. It's new with tags on it and pre-owned. I don't have anything in my store that has wear on it because I buy from shopaholics and billionaires and millionaires and superstars. So this will give you an example. I got a text at 12:30 last night from my customer, Paul, who lives out of town, and he's in L.A. for a book signing event today at 1 o'clock for a book he wrote. He said, Claudia, can you dress me? I need to look casual, cool, not too, stuffy, and can I see you in the morning? I said, well, I've got I'm going to be on the radio at 10. I'm going to be on a Galaxy Zoom on camera at 11. I'm getting my hair done at 9:15. How about 8:30? Or 8:15, I said. And he said, how about 8:30? And I said, good, okay. So I met him at my store. He was late. He got there at 8:48. I looked at him, and I like, okay, you've got dark dress jeans and jeans and shoes. Those are fine. I said, okay, take off your shirt. He took off his shirt. I put him in a blue Vince T-shirt, real soft. Then I put him in a Brunello Cucinelli cable knit thin sweater that has gray piping.
Nice.
And Brunello Cucinelli, it's above Armani in terms of designers. And anyone who knows it will know that tiny gray piping at the sleeve, at the end of the sleeve and at the collar means it's Brunello Cucinelli. Then
yeah.
I put him in a dark blue, very lightweight, 10-pocket Ermenegildo blazer. So you open it, and one of the tags says Ermenegildo Zegna High Performance, and on the other side it says 10-pocket, and there's literally 10 pockets. It's a very high-end Ermenegildo Zegna, like fashion-forward, cool thing. Then I'm looking at him, and I put him in a gray cashmere YSL scarf. So he's in a YSL cashmere scarf that matches the piping on the neck of his sweater and on the wrist of his sweater that matches the T-shirt underneath with a little bit of a different darker hue of Ermenegildo Zegna blazer. He was already wearing dark jeans and black shoes. Done. Perfect. He had paid, and he was dressed and leaving at 9:03.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, there
fabulous.
You have a perfect example of what I do.
That
and he paid
what
probably
you, what was
20%
the reason behind you? What was the reason behind you starting the store?
There's a couple. One is I wanted to go back to acting, but I wanted a financial basis so that I wouldn't be desperate or hungry, and I could act the way I had been accustomed to acting, where you go in, if it's not right, you don't do it. If the money's not right, if the part's not right, but you're not desperate. They're happy to see you.
Right.
I wanted to go back to acting that way. And
perfect.
I also saw a need. I had dated a billionaire when I was 19. Wonderful guy. And we went to dinner parties at his parents' house and premieres. And my mom discovered a woman's resale shop. And she used to buy gowns there for me to wear to these big fancy events with, you know, studio heads and superstars. And then I have a funny story about that. I was in the powder room of this mansion, and he was this great guy. I really truly didn't care about his money, but this is just facts for the story. And I'm standing next to Candy Spelling, Aaron Spelling's wife, and we're like powdering our nose, and she looks at me in my cream taffeta beautiful dress, and she says, who designed your dress, Claudia? And I said, Nolan Miller. And she said, where did you get it? And I said, well, my mom bought it at some store that she saw on TV in the morning. And Candy looks and she goes, well, Claudia, actually, Nolan Miller did not design that dress. I designed that dress. And oh my, I didn't know you were a size 2. That's my dress. That's my dress that I gave for a resale shop. And that dress is to match my pearls and my this, that, and the other. And then she says, and I have a black one to match my da 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 diamonds. And I said, oh, I have that one too. So I always remembered that. And then when I wanted to have a business, I had a friend who had a women's resale store, and he was always walking around there going, oh, I wish there was something like this for men. And he was beautifully dressed, and I said, monsieur, let's open one. So with his know-how and $5,000 my dad loaned me, which ended up being a give me, we found a store around the corner from his in Studio City. I went to the landlord. I said, you know what? My friend has terrible credit. My credit's no good. I used to be an actress and everyone spent my money. But can you give us a shot? We want to open a store. And that he gave me the key on December 11th. And on December 19th, 1991, the store was full. It had merchandise. It had the racks, the carpeting, the painting. This guy, my friend, who I call Monsieur always, is a genius at opening stores. And then I worked the store. He never did. And I wanted everything dry cleaned. I wanted it to look like an Italian boutique with Rodeo Drive clothing only,
jeans to tuxedos, perfect condition, current style. He was more like a messy kind of store guy. So I bought him out after 6 months because he was never there anyway, and that was 30 years ago. And I didn't end up really going back to acting because I became sort of the store became famous. I mean, I was on the news and I was on, you know, Alan Mendelsohn's Best Deals of L.A. and I was on magazine covers and I thought, isn't this funny? Armani Wells is like famous like I used to be. And I just my first merchandise appointment was with Morris Day and the Times. That was my first experience. But I own everything. The prices are extraordinary. They're very fair. It's not cheap, but it's very fair. So, okay, so my guy today, it was $1,300 and something, and his outfit retailed for probably about $7,000. Easy.
Wow. Those are really good prices.
Oh, it's so good. And everything I have is perfect.
How do people find your store? Can they find you?
Very good
question. How do people find you online and, find your store?
Yeah, they have to go online to ArmaniWells.com, ArmaniWells.com. My store is only open by appointment, no walk-in, and I am the one that takes care of people. So you literally, if you don't go on to ArmaniWells.com to schedule an appointment, that means you don't go into my store. You have to do that.
Okay.
And and then someone can schedule at their convenience. And that allows me to be healthier for COVID for people. But also, I get to still do Comic-Cons and appearances. And I'm going to be in Prague for 6 days in December filming a movie.
Great.
The rest of my
Good.
Life. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful.
Like dressing my guy this morning and doing the radio show and the Galaxy Con on camera today. And then this afternoon I'm going back to my store for a 1:30 dressing a guy and a 3:30 dressing a guy and a 5 o'clock. And so it just works out perfectly.
How much fun. It's perfect. It sounds like it's perfect for you. It works out. And I want to thank you so much for coming on. I know you have another show coming up in just, probably like 30 minutes here. You have another show to do.
Yeah,
but
checking
also
in.
People can check you out at, people can check you out at ClaudiaWells.com as well and ArmaniWells.com if they want to get an appointment at your shop. And
right.
We look
and
forward to seeing all the great stuff you're doing. I hope you'll stay in touch and maybe come back on with us ladies again.
Oh, I would love to. We ladies have to stick together.
We
That's
sure
right.
do.
Well,
royal,
absolutely.
We don't call ourselves royal highnesses. We're called royal wellnesses. And you are
royal
now one of us.
Royal wellnesses.
Yes. Say it again.
Claudia, you are now a royal wellness with us.
I love it. Well, actually, I'm daughter to the king. Jesus Christ is my savior. So I'm a princess and royalty through him.
There you
so
go.
I'm a
You're
double
right.
princess. Oh, plus I'm Jewish.
Right.
So I was a chosen one. So I'm a triple princess.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so wonderful talking with you today.
I love it. Nice talking to you, too. And I just wanted to say on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, the Claudia Wells, because there's several copycats. But if you want to
actually good.
Me,
I'm glad you said
the Claudia Wells.
The Claudia Wells. And I post every day. I like sharing my life with people. And I read everything that they write. It's hysterical.
Perfect.
I love it.
That was wonderful. Wonderful catching up with you today. We had just a great
you
time
too,
chatting
ladies.
With you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Next
time
I
want to hear
more
about
you
guys.
You
What's
too.
That?
Thank you. I said next time I want to hear about you guys. I did all the talking.
Oh, well, that's what it's about. That's why we have you on. We want to know all about you. But next time, come on and we'll just do girls chat.
Yeah,
you
let's do girls chat. Yeah,
that
sounds like
that.
Fun.
That's
Let's
perfect.
Do that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Claudia. Thank you so much.
Thank
God bless
you,
Claudia.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was so much fun.
Oh. Now,
always
you,
another great show.
Absolutely. This sounds like such a beautiful store she's got. Boy, oh, boy, I wish there was one for ladies.
Oh, I know. Well, you know what? In my head, then my wheels started turning. I'm going, why can't we make a store like that?
I think we should.
I think
we could. The Royal Wellnesses.
There you go. The Royal Wellness
clothing store.
Yes. Well, that was a wonderful show today. I hope everybody had fun. And it's just lovely, as usual, being with you, my Lucy.
Oh, I know. The two Lucys, the two wellnesses. Hey, I'm sure I'll be talking to you in about 10 minutes anyways, because we talk all day long. But...
Absolutely.
Everybody, you have a great rest of your day. As always, we love that you tune in. And to our listeners worldwide, they're global now. Thank you so much for tuning in and clicking on our show. We appreciate it. And if you can, share it. Share it with other people so they know all about us as well. Elizabeth,
yeah.
Love you.
Thank
you for another great show. Everybody have a great rest of your day.
Have a wow day, everybody.